Kim, the 11th All-Africa Games will officially open Friday in Brazzaville, the capital of the Republic of the Congo. There will be competition in more than 20 sports, including men's and women's football. David Legg joins us again this evening for a look at the All-Africa Games men's football tournament.
Yes, Sonny, there was a blockbuster group, Group B, Egypt, Nigeria, Ghana, and Senegal. Very strong teams indeed, but sadly, Egypt have withdrawn. Their coach, Hossam El Badri, he said that national senior squad call-ups and also call-ups by clubs like Al Ahly and Zamalek for African club competitions would have severely weakened his squad. I still think it's a pity, Sonny. I think it was an opportunity, perhaps, to let fringe players get a chance. And I just have a feeling that it's really diluted a group that I was particularly looking forward to. In the other group, you've got the Republic of Congo, you've got Sudan, Zimbabwe, and Burkina Faso. And here with home advantage and a wily old coach in Claude Leroy, I fancy the Congolese will come out on top, leaving Sudan, Zimbabwe, and Burkina Faso in a three-way fight for second place. The other group, you've got this great rivalry, of course, between Nigeria and Ghana and Senegal. They're going to host the CAF Under-23 Championship in December. I hasten to add that the All-Africa Games, also restricted to under-23 footballers. I would tip Nigeria and Ghana, Sonny, to come through there. But what's going to be vital, I think, is the availability of players. This competition doesn't fall under the FIFA calendar as such, and therefore the national coaches of all these competing nations, they basically have to go and beg the clubs for the star players. So my long-term prediction, Sonny, for the All-Africa Games in the Republic of Congo, I'm going for a Congo versus Nigeria final.
David, let's turn to Europe now. Can you give us an update on some of the recent African goal-scoring highlights?
Yes, Sonny, and somebody who's done really well, has adapted very quickly to the English Premier League, is Andre Ayew. He's the son, of course, of the legendary Ghanaian star, Abede Pele. He scored his third goal in four matches for Swansea City in a 2-1 victory over Manchester United. It really was a tremendous weekend for Africans in England. Bakary Sako of Crystal Palace, he's a Malian. He scored one goal and created the other in perhaps the most stunning result of the weekend. Crystal Palace going to Chelsea, the reigning champions, and winning by 2-1. And yet another African in a big upset was Diafra Sako. He plays for West Ham United. He's Senegalese. He scored a third goal as West Ham United demolished Liverpool 3-0 at Anfield. And that, wait for it, Sonny, was the first time that West Ham have won at Liverpool in 52 years. That is more than half a century. Quite an amazing statistic and an amazing result. If you had said to me last Saturday morning, West Ham 3, Liverpool 0, I would have said, Sonny, you've got to see a doctor urgently. There is a big problem there somewhere. Staying in England, Sonny, Sadio Mane, he's a Southampton winger from Senegal, and he has been linked with a transfer to Manchester United, and he showed his worth again. He created two of the three goals as Southampton beat Norwich by 3-0. If we move on to Spain, there were goals for Cedric Bakambu from the DO Congo. He scored for Villarreal. Youssef El Arabi, and a name that I really love, Isaac Success. He's a Nigerian, so he's bound to be successful. They both play for Granada, and they scored a goal each, so well done to them. And at the other end of the field, Carlos Kameni, he's the ex-Cameroon national team goalkeeper. He was outstanding from Malaga against Barcelona. A very brave effort in the Camp Nou by Malaga, but eventually the Lionel Messi-inspired Barca won by 1-0. Africans who shone in Italy included Mohamed Salah for Roma. He's an Egyptian. And Serge Gakpé, he's a Togolese player. He scored one of the two goals for Genoa in a 2-0 victory over Verona. In France, among the goal scorers were Boufal for Lille. He's a Moroccan. Sio, an Ivorian, scored for Rennes. And Kazri, a Tunisian, he was on target for Bordeaux. And when we come to Germany, Sonny, it seems like every week it's the same story. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang from Gabon. He has now scored 7 goals in 8 matches for Borussia Dortmund, who made a tremendous start to the season. unbelievably, really, they're top of the table, because that's a position normally occupied by only one club, Bayern Munich. Another scorer in Germany of African interest was Salomon Kalou. He's the former Chelsea striker, and he scored for Hertha Berlin. So a really productive weekend, Sonny, for the African goal poachers around Europe.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. And we'll hear more soccer-licious analysis from David later this week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcast. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled One-on-One with Luol Deng, and I reflect on the recent visit to our Voice of America headquarters by the South Sudan-born basketball star. In an interview with the Sunny Side of Sports, the 30-year-old Deng paid tribute to Dikembe Mutombo, who will be officially enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame next week.
You know, every time anyone says the name Mutombo, the first thing you do is smile. It's really amazing because he's just, he's been a great example for the continent, a great human being. Been teaching all of us a lot of things, all the young basketball players. And that's, I haven't even spoke about, you know, what he's done on the court, everything that really he stands for. He's done a great job of just showing everyone in the whole wide world who he really is without the basketball. And just like you said, he's that good to be, you know, a Hall of Famer. And that's something that, you know, going to be remembered for a long time.
Do you view him as maybe a role model in terms of your own humanitarian work?
No, of course. Of course. I mean, I can't sit here and say I haven't, you know, seen what he's done or haven't heard about it. And I think all those things affect you. All those positive things makes you, you know, one day want to just do similar things that he's done. And he's just been so great and so active in putting the continent out there and letting everyone know what's going on. And at the same time, spending time and putting people together in order to do something great to help others. So he's definitely a role model.
That South Sudan-born basketball star Luol Deng of the Miami Heat speaking at our VOA studios here in Washington. Deng is the subject of my latest Sunny Side of Sports blog post. The Sunny Side of Sports remembers Charles Kumi Gyamfi, a legendary Ghanaian footballer and coach who has died at age 85. C.K. Gyamfi was the first African footballer to play in Germany when he joined Fortuna Dusseldorf in 1960. Gyamfi also captained the Black Stars, Ghana's national team, and as coach of the Black Stars, C.K. Gyamfi led them to three Nations Cup trophies in 1963, 1965, and 1982. Those three titles made Gyamfi the most successful coach in Nations Cup history, a record that was matched by Egypt's Hassan Shahata when he won a third Nations Cup championship in 2010. The Ghana Football Association is mourning the death of C.K. Gyamfi. The GFA said the following on Twitter: it's with great sadness that we learned of the passing of the legendary Ghanaian coach and footballer, C.K. Gyamfi. The GFA is immensely hurt by the loss of such a talented footballer and coach who shaped the lives and careers of many Ghanaian footballers. We wish to extend deepest condolences to the family of C.K. Gyamfi, and most importantly, to his wife, children, friends, and loved ones. In more African football news, former Nigeria captain Segun Odegbami is the third African candidate to declare he's running for president of FIFA, the sports world governing body. The 63-year-old Odegbami conceded his bid may be a long shot. In a statement, he said, and I quote, "The choice of an African, specifically a Nigerian, may look far-fetched in this pursuit. However, a closer scrutiny of the international football environment reveals the real possibility of such chance." Odegbami joins another Nigerian, former state governor Orji Uzor Kalu, and Liberia Football Association president Musa Bility, as Africans saying they want to be on the FIFA presidential ballot on February 26, 2016. Another African, South African businessman Tokyo Sexwale, is considering running for the position to be vacated by Sepp Blatter following a corruption scandal that broke out in May. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Charles Jacob Correa sent me a tweet from Kenya saying, "C.K. Gyamfi took Ghana to three Nations Cup titles, exactly what a patriot would do."